All right, so AI. Everyone's talking about AI and chatbots these days, but you know what I find really interesting?
Get to that.
It's not just the big companies, you know? Some companies are taking a totally different approach, and that's fascinating to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where I think Brillig Understanding Inc. really stands out. I mean, they're not just trying to build another chatbot, they're trying to change how we interact with technology, like totally change it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to see how quickly people are to sort of assume that there's only one way to build AI,
Right.
especially now with all the hype around LLMs and all of that. But Brillig is really showing that there are other paths to creating really impressive systems.
And their core technology, ChatScript, it's a mouthful, but it's not based on these machine learning models or LLMs really at all. It's really about crafting systems that get us on a much deeper level, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
And it's less about these massive algorithms and crunching all this data. It's more like they're giving AI a direct line to understanding what we mean.
Yeah, and that's a really important
Yeah.
distinction to make because the more traditional approach with machine learning, while it's incredibly powerful, it does have its drawbacks.
Oh, for sure.
It requires these enormous amounts of data and so much time to train these models. And even then, you have this lack of control over what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think Brillig kind of saw those limitations and decided, you know what, let's just tackle this from a different angle.
Right, yeah. So while these other companies are like scaling up, Brillig is focusing on speed and precision,
Exactly.
which I think is fascinating. I mean, building a custom chatbot for a conference in under 2 days, that's unheard of with traditional LLMs. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
This
fair.
means you could have a bot speaking your company's lingo, in a fraction of the time, and not just these generic responses.
Absolutely. And it's this choice that opens up all of these exciting possibilities, especially when you think about more conversational user interfaces, right?
Right.
Like I'm talking interacting with technology as naturally as you would chat with a friend sitting right next to you. Instead of menus and buttons, you just talk.
You just talk to it,
No.
which actually reminds me of one of the examples that I read about from Brillig, that they've built these bots with actual backstories. Like they have one that's designed to be like a sarcastic teenager, but with the personality of a cat.
I love that. I
It's like,
mean, come
it's
on.
brilliant. That's just fun.
Well, and I think it speaks to a crucial element that Brillig really understands, which is that personality and a good story, that's what draws people in. It's
Yeah.
the difference between Siri setting a timer and Siri teasing you about always needing a timer.
Right.
And I think as humans, we connect with things that feel more human, more relatable to us.
Okay, yeah. I mean, a sarcastic catbot is fun, but this seems like it's way bigger than just entertainment, right?
Absolutely.
Where does Brillig see this going? I mean, beyond a clever chatbot.
Right. This conversational approach, the one they've been working on, I mean, this is the future of how we will interact with almost all technology.
It's true. I mean, we're already using voice commands for everything. Phones, smart homes, everything.
Okay.
Like, I can't even remember the last time I manually set a timer. It's always, "Hey, Siri,"
And that's just the beginning. Brillig gets that. They get that we're moving towards this future where we're talking to our devices. Well, it's just as natural as talking to another person.
Right.
And their past work really proves that they're ahead of the curve. I mean, did you know they actually built a natural language search engine
Really?
for Amazon
No.
back in 2012?
Whoa, 2012. That feels like a lifetime
Yes,
ago.
it does.
What happened to it?
It's the perfect example of being ahead of their time. Back then, everyone was still stuck on like keyword searches.
Yeah.
But Brillig, they saw a different future, one where you could just walk up to a device and ask a question like you would a person.
Oh, wow. So instead of typing in like coffee maker, reliable, inexpensive, you could be like, "Hey, I need a new coffee maker, something that's not going to break the bank, but will actually last me a while. Any suggestions?"
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
And it understands, it gets the nuances of your request, your preferences, budget, maybe even your past coffee purchases.
Oh, that's smart.
Right. And it would actually give you a helpful recommendation, not just random products.
Wow, personalized.
Imagine having that with all your tech. That's what Brillig is going for.
That's really cool. But this whole thing also kind of makes me think about, the other side of AI,
What do you mean?
that whole emotional attachment thing. The source material touched on that,
Oh, right.
like people getting attached to their devices, even robots.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they even talked about soldiers forming bonds with those bomb disposal robots.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating part of what makes us human. You know,
yeah.
We crave connection.
We really do.
And sometimes those lines can get a little blurry, especially with these AI becoming so real.
It really makes you think, especially with how real these chatbots are becoming, like, how do we even navigate that?
Hey,
is it okay to build something that understands us so well, that feels so human, that, I don't know, maybe people might start choosing those relationships over real human interaction?
Yeah. It's a tough one. There are definitely no easy answers. But it's something we have to consider, right? Because on one hand, there's incredible potential for good. Like, think about companion AI, right? To combat loneliness or to help people who are intimidated by technology.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to think about the other side too, right? Like, mm-hmm. What if we take it too far? What if we blur the lines so much that it becomes hard to distinguish between reality and well, our technology?
That is a great question. Where does that lead us? It's kind of scary to think about.
It is, and it's a question we need to be asking now, especially as companies like Brillig are pushing the boundaries of AI, right?
Yeah.
Their mission isn't to just mimic how we talk. It's to build systems that actually get us, you know.
They actually say that, like, in their mission statement.
Yeah. To truly understand, not just process language, but to understand the meaning behind what we say.
That's a huge difference.
It is huge. Because if we can do that, teach machines to understand not just what we're saying, but why, oh, the things we could do. Think about it. Tech that anticipates your needs.
Okay, now that sounds kind of cool.
Right. A smart home that knows you had a bad day, because it's in the tone of your voice, and it dims the lights, puts on some music, all before you even realize you need it.
Okay, that does sound nice, but also maybe a little too much. It's like that example in the material about that chatbot, the one that didn't understand that you can't stab someone with a towel.
Right.
I mean, we laugh, but it shows how easy it is to mistake pattern recognition for genuine understanding.
Right.
We just assume that because these AI can string a sentence together, they must see the world the way we do. And that's not always the case.
It's true. And it makes you wonder, are we headed for a world where we're always questioning if we're talking to a person or, well, a really advanced AI?
And you know what? That makes me think about all the times I've had conversations with actual humans where I'm like, are you even listening to me?
All right, yeah.
So is it really that different?
It's that question from the article all over again. When does a good enough illusion become, well, reality?
Right. Is there even a difference at some point?
Yeah. And that's the thing. There's no easy answer. But we got to be thinking about this stuff.
I think so, too. This whole deep dive into Brillig and how they're approaching AI, it's really got me thinking. It's exciting, for sure, but also a little bit unnerving to imagine a future where technology just gets us on that level.
I agree. It's both. But it's also why it's so important that we're having these conversations, you know,
yeah.
Thinking about the consequences of this technology and making sure we're using it responsibly.
Couldn't agree more. And hey, if a company like Brillig, with their mission and everything, if they're a glimpse into where AI is going, I think it's going to be a wild ride. Maybe we will be having these conversations with our tech someday. Who knows?
That's the future right there.
All right. Well, until then, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, everybody.